We in the postseason. We bragging boasts and toasts. We got the most reason. If you don't run for the clips, then you a ghost of treason. And all them haters loving Lakers, we just love and leave them.
We in the postseason. We in the postseason. Welcome to a postseason Clipcast. I'm your host, Chris Cowild. Too soft to podcast today. With me, as always, is Burbank Hank. He's reliable like Bro D. That's why I call him Bro Dittman.
Welcome to the Vivid Seats Arena,
each
also known as my car.
Next. Yes. I love your car.
Well,
Vivid Seats Studio.
Here's a shocker.
Each seat so
here's
vivid.
A shocker. We were
Shock
missing.
Me. Shock
you
me.
Might argue we were missing two starters.
Well, I saw a
billboard.
We were
missing two of our starters.
I saw a mural.
And so we did not win.
I saw a mural.
Oh.
Walking into the stadium.
Oh.
I Ubered today, which is why I'm drunk clipcasting.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you. And I saw a mural that said, claw for every inch. And it was a picture of Kawhi Leonard.
Mm.
And I thought we should add for two whole games.
It's a bummer.
Claw for every inch.
It's a bummer.
For two whole games.
It's a bummer.
It's a bummer.
We're positivity cast. We are clip cast. We are always looking on the bright side.
Always look on the bright side.
The bright side is instead of being perpetually down 7 points today, we were perpetually down 4 points.
Well, until the end.
Until the end when we got blowed
lost
up.
By double digits.
Yeah. We got blowed up.
I mean, I wouldn't say it was a blowdown.
But if you take how close we were for most of the game, in those final 3 minutes... It was a fun game.
It was so fun.
We had a great time.
Old school.
We had some fun friends who were obviously here from Florida to see Fish for 4 nights at the Hollywood Bowl.
It's so good to watch a basketball
the crowd
game
once
in front of guys that are tripping on mushrooms.
Oh, so,
it's so fun.
And once again, Clippers Nation, you did what we asked. You showed up.
You took your pants
off.
You
blowed up.
You
now,
twirled your pants
famously
over your
heads. From the last podcast, I said we'd be drinking Clippers Arena. Excuse me.
Crypto.com
arena,
sweet coffee.
Yes, but first of all, I got to the press room and
no
they were
donuts.
Out of coffee. But second of all, my commercial agents gave us seats in the premiere section, so
that was wonderful.
So we became fans.
Now,
and we did not do the coffee.
I predicted that there would be donuts in the press room. You went to the press room because you're more sober than I am. And did you see donuts?
No.
Now, can you please read to the listener what my shirt says?
I don't care. You showed me the t-shirt when you got here, and I didn't understand it.
Right, that is
because I was freaking out about being at a Clippers game, and I had the time of my life today.
Well, your best friend was next to you doing old school dance moves on the
Jumbotron.
He brought
me a great Clippers Superman t-shirt, and I got a free t-shirt, and I got a free rally towel.
Well, to be fair, you got two free t-shirts. One from the Clippers, one from your best friend and your broadcasting partner, Ralph, Sweet Joe, Chris Kawhi.
Now I would like to push back on a negative review we got.
What? Another one?
No, a previous one. We got a previous negative review about comments about Marcus Morris.
Well, he does stink.
Well, maybe
he is
not.
Terrible.
Maybe not.
He's
because
a piece
he did
of garbage.
Go. 1 of 8 from 3 tonight.
Oh, so he missed 7 of 8.
And he went 3 of 13 from the field.
Oh, so he
and
missed
hey,
10 of
and
13.
And hey, man, guess what?
What?
They weren't contested threes. He had a lot of open looks and he just missed them. And it's a bummer because
Why wouldn't you play Bob Covington over Muck? Like,
more.
What the heck? It's not rocket science.
Why only 8 minutes for Bob?
What's crazy is that
also,
Covington was on the Rockets
with
Russell Westbrook, so it kind of is rocket science.
Also, I understand.
Play Westbrook and Covington together.
I also understand that Batum was 0-for from 3, but he was only 0-for-1. Like, why not give him more minutes?
Right.
But regardless...
I'm not mad at Ty Lue.
Listen.
And I'm not mad at
Russell
Westbrook.
We're playing the wrong game now.
Who are you mad at?
I'm mad at the right knee of Kawhi Leonard
I'm mad at 5 guys.
Of Paul George. Like, I'm just mad at their right knees. And
I'm mad at Paul
George. Them and the 3 refs.
He posts Instagram. He's trolling me. He's literally saying, I know Chris Kawhi follows me on Instagram. I'm going to troll him.
Look, I'm almost healthy.
He posted
I got my shirt
pictures
off.
Of him running through an empty stadium.
I got a strap on my chest.
Up the steps, which is hard to do on a bad knee.
Yeah, but it's not. No, it's not.
Yes,
it's not
is.
Hard to do. It's straightforward motion. It's the cutting side to side that is the problem. That's what I was trying to tell you.
He's trolling me.
When you said Paul George is
trolling me.
No, Chris, you're not aware of athletic movement because you like to sit in
the
hammock.
Only because I haven't athletically moved in my lifetime.
But only because you refuse to.
First of all,
as
out
a bit.
Of commitment to a bit,
I made a New Year's resolution. I
told you,
sir,
that it didn't mean anything.
To not run unless fear induced.
I remember.
And I walked for an entire year. One time
you walked through a cross section where cars were beeping at you because you wouldn't run. And I was saying, just please run, Chris.
But they didn't scare me.
Because
fear.
You're more committed to a bit and you didn't have children at that
me.
Point.
They're not going
to
hit
didn't
me.
Have children at
and
that
did
point.
Did they hit me? If I was skirt that they were going to hit me, I would have ran.
The bottom line is that there's no one to be mad at because
oh
we knew.
Oh, my God. There goes
we
Burbank
all
Hank.
Knew. We
back
all
to his
knew.
Precious bottoms.
We all knew.
Mayor butts and bottoms.
We all knew when Russell, when Paul George and Kawhi Leonard went out, we all knew that was it. Frankly, if Norm Powell and Russell Westbrook went out, that would be it. If Terrence Mann and Ivica Zubac went out, that could be it.
I disagree.
But without Kawhi Leonard and Paul George,
that's it.
It's just
it's done.
That's
now,
it.
But I'll tell
but,
you one thing.
Now
Clippers
you've got an awful, awful theory that
well,
is very hurtful.
I've lived through it.
Ugh.
Here's what's going to happen.
Oh, I hate you for this.
And you can like if you
have, don't have to say it.
I'm gonna say it.
You don't have to
well,
say it.
Well, because like if I had like I'm not a gambling person.
No, you're not.
I never will gamble.
You love to make money and you hate to lose your money.
Right. So
you love
however,
to blow your money.
Yes. On that specifically. So, if I was a gambling person, I
yes.
would bet the whole kitty. The whole kitty, I think, is what they call gambling pots.
That seems right.
Is the kitty.
Yes.
I'd bet the whole kitty on the Clippers winning in Phoenix and losing in front of their home crowd game 6 on Thursday. I've seen it.
I hate you.
I've seen it. Versus a Kevin Durant-led
you're my
star-studded
you're
cast.
Oh, I hate you.
I've seen it.
I know, and we sat there like...
We're 0-2 at home.
And we got seduced by Chris Paul's
we're
kind
one and
words.
We're 1-1 in Phoenix.
And we sat there and listened to his stupid speech. Let me say this. If that happens...
Oh, we're out of the building.
And I am here on Thursday night...
We're out of the building.
We will I will run,
run
out of the building.
Walk. We'll run, not walk out of the building.
I will run
so Clippers Nation, we'll see you Thursday night for a... We're probably going to lose this series on Thursday night, and I hate to break it to you that...
I mean, isn't there a world where here's what I would say.
Ty Lue has won before down 1-3.
Right.
He's done it.
I know. Here's what I would say.
Yeah.
It's not a great sign that they didn't keep Kawhi Leonard questionable all day. They just ruled him out
right.
yesterday. That's not a great sign.
I'm here to tell you it's not the Clippers medical staff. And there's a narrative.
Oh, you don't that is a narrative.
That's a narrative. And that's a created false narrative.
Let's pause.
Kawhi desperately wants to play.
Let's
no,
pause.
Doesn't.
But there's also a narrative that people believe that all of our woes with injuries are because we have a bad medical staff in the same way that the Lakers medical staff was
that's
super pro. And that's why, because Shaq very famously when he went to
Phoenix,
I really miss the Lakers medical staff.
No,
there's a lot of people that are like, it's
no,
the medical
didn't.
Staff.
He said that if he stayed in Phoenix, he'd still be in the league because Phoenix had the best medical staff.
That's not true.
Yes, it is.
What was Gary Vee and all the Lakers guys he loved?
No. No.
You're blowing my mind.
Thank you. And also, you're welcome. Shaq
and,
said, if
and
I
also
never...
with you.
And also with you.
If I never left Phoenix, I'd still be in the league. They have the best medical staff in the world. And they have that desert air that keeps you living forever.
Oh, yeah. That's why people move to the desert air.
Yeah.
It's nice and dry. It's
my
good for
Uncle
you don't
Malcolm,
get bronchitis.
Who should have died by now, is out in the desert on borrowed time. I probably will die by the time I publish this podcast.
Oh,
but
rest in peace.
Yes. Rest in Phoenix, R.I.P.
Rest in power. Rest in Phoenix. R.I.P. stands for Rest in
Phoenix.
Phoenix.
Yeah.
That's
hopefully
good.
Rust in Phoenix. Hopefully R.I.P. stands for Rust in Phoenix. We're going to go
hopefully
to Phoenix.
Hopefully it stands for Russell in Phoenix, and he goes in and blows him up.
Yeah.
Because we had the lead for some of this game. We were in this game.
Right.
We wanted people to keep taking
crowd
it.
Was great. Crowd
we wanted
was
people
great.
To get. Oh, my gosh.
Great.
The crowd was great.
Great.
Hey, Clippers Nation.
Clippers Nation.
If you've been around since Lob City, you had to sit in the seats and listen to Blake Griffin blame you and DeAndre Jordan blame you. He blamed them. He blamed them.
I know. He said
we were there at that game.
We don't have the home court advantage.
He blamed us.
I know.
But that has not been going on for the last two games.
These Clippers have a great home fan base.
Oh, my gosh, we're crazy today.
That's you, Clippers Nation.
You know what? I'm going to say something. Controversial, Chris Kowild.
I don't think I'm emotionally ready for
here
controversy.
Here comes the controversy.
Conspiracy and taboo
Clippers
subjects.
Nation. It is about Clippers Nation.
But you
Nation.
Know I'm invested in Clippers
it
Nation.
It is about Clippers Nation.
I love them, so I'm a member of them.
They are...
Clippers Nation is...
Incredibly attractive. Just easy on the
very
eyes.
Very good looking.
A very handsome and beautiful...
Great looking. Bunch of
fan
he's,
base.
She's, and they's.
He's, she's, they's, the whole shebang. We live in Los Angeles. We're open for all of it.
Absolutely. Tens,
we love them.
Minimum.
They're great looking.
Yeah.
great looking. We saw people with baby.
We actually watched
a couple after the game
make a baby
diaper
in front of
change.
Us.
What the guy was holding right. the baby in his hands right. while the wife did a diaper change, and as yep. you came out from the stadium, I said,
"You said
they're doing a diaper change," and the dad mm-hmm. said, "It's already done."
And then he goes, "And I made a new baby."
And also, F the sons.
F the sons.
And this is my daughter. And the baby said, "I'm a boy." And right. he said, "Not today."
Oh.
No sons today.
Right.
None of that happened.
So what happened game three in the real scientific sphere of Los Angeles
excuse
and
me,
the
your
universe?
Excuse me, Your Highness.
Well, kind of like Stephen Hawking, but
smarter.
About the Clippers. I definitely know more about the Clippers.
Oh, for sure you do.
And Stephen Hawking knows about the Clippers.
Nothing.
He knows next to nothing.
He doesn't probably care
He's
about...
He's a simpleton when it comes to Clippers, and I'm a GD genius.
Well, compared to you, anyone is a simpleton.
So game three.
Okay, listen.
In real science, the sun was eclipsed.
Oh, God.
And we still lost? So the moon, I don't know if it was the moon or the earth that eclipsed the sun on game three.
You know...
But if it was the moon, you got to start Xavier Moon. And when you're playing a seven-guard lineup and they blow the whistle and go, "Hey, Ty, you're only allowed five guards, not seven." Ty should have said, "What about Xavier Moon? The moon did eclipse
and they would
the
have
sun
been
today."
Like, and then Ty Lue would have said, "Hey, man, if Chris Kawhi's not going to wear his new monies to game three, I can't
What's
help.
The point?
What's the point?
What's the point?
What are we doing here? You wore
My
them
three
tonight.
And one new monies.
And then I saw Ty Lue at the end of the, like in the middle
Single
of the fourth
tier.
Quarter when it fell away. He
Single
yelled
tier.
Up into the premiere section, "Too little, too late, Chris Kawhi's.
Your new monies are old bullshit." That's what he yelled at me.
Why bother at this point?
Right. He goes, "Do you like the new sign at the hockey shit box? It says crypto.com arena."
Can anyone let us know where Kawhi went after the half? Because up to the half point mark.
He was on the bench?
He was sitting in the middle of the bench
right.
with his hands folded, staring at his knees.
Right.
It's very weird.
Yeah.
It's a little weird.
He's weird.
I'm
guy.
Sure he's bummed. And then
weird,
I didn't see
guy.
Him in this at the beginning of the second half, and then I stopped looking. So maybe he showed up.
No, he probably just like took a helicopter down to his compound in San Diego and was like, "I'm just going to watch a Padres
game." I assume
game.
He is the cameraman for when Paul George does shirtless workout videos.
I'm here to tell you that I do not blame Ty Lue for this season.
No.
For being
and
down
yes,
1-3.
I also don't blame Kawhi Leonard and Paul George.
Oh, I do.
Oh, here we go.
I blame Kawhi Leonard.
He wanted to play, they say.
That is a false narrative. That
no,
is
he
not
wanted to play.
True. That is completely not true. Paul George doing his weird shirtless.
There's a lot of shirtless.
There's a lot of shirtless photo shoots.
A lot of short shirtless.
And there's a lot yes, of I w- podcasting.
By the way.
Leave
by the way,
podcasting
by the way,
to the podcast.
If I looked like Paul George, I would never wear a shirt or pants.
But you got two
great.
Free shirts tonight, didn't you?
I sure did a great Clippers Superman shirt and then my freebie shirt to commemorate my heartbreak.
I'm here to tell you.
You blame our stars.
I blame Kawhi Leonard.
They say Kawhi Leonard really wanted to play.
Paul George.
You're the Stephen A. Smith of our Clipcast.
Both of them could play, but choose not to. And here's what I'm here to say. I love the Clippers.
Yes.
And not the individual players. I love the Clippers, the team.
Yeah. Well documented.
The experience.
Yeah.
The fans.
Yeah.
I love the individual players that play for us. Here's what Kawhi Leonard and Paul George are not doing. Playing for us.
Listen, we saw Lakers fans today wearing Lakers
Westbrook
jerseys.
I like it.
Full respect to them. That's not us.
If I'm Ballmer.
If we would not go to a Lakers game if Kawhi Leonard played for the Lakers. We would not go to a Lakers game and root for Kawhi Leonard.
No.
We are Clippers fans.
We're Clippers fans.
Tried and true. Mostly tried.
If I'm Stephen Ballmer.
If I'm true.
If I'm Stephen Ballmer. One, I just immediately give you $100,000.
Stephen? Me?
I go,
of course
Burbank.
You would. Oh, my gosh. Burbank, Steve, if you were Stephen Ballmer. If you were Stephen Ballmer. If you were Stephen Ballmer, you'd give me $1 million.
Well, I'd start with $100,000.
Oh, fair. Okay. Let's see what I do with
start
it.
Start with $100,000.
See what
you
I do
with
it.
It. If you make a little money off
what
of it, you make a little
presents?
Scratch.
What about some presents?
If you bought me presents, I'd give you $1 million.
Ah, that's what I would do.
You sly dog.
That's why I don't have any money is because I've bought you presents every time I've had money.
I appreciate that. I appreciate those presents.
Do you remember that Christmas where you were
if
like,
I'm
I love
Stephen
Christmases when
Ballmer.
Hank Dittman's got commercials running.
Yeah, because I could get loot. If I'm Stephen Ballmer, I keep Ty Lue. I sign Russell Westbrook to a 5-year contract.
What about, can we please talk about what Russell Westbrook, man?
Russell Westbrook.
I know. I grabbed it. I saved it.
No. I can't say Russell Westbrook without saying Russell Westbrook.
Is
the guy.
The brand.
He's the guy.
Excuse me. He's the brand.
Local hero.
He's Pat Beverly with better shooting, better defense, better assists, better hustle.
Pat Beverly is one of my favorite, if not my favorite.
He's the brand. Until
Russell Westbrook
comes along.
Right.
You keep Russ.
Yes. I think you keep Russ for 5 years.
But do you know why?
And you retire his number.
Do you know why?
When he retires as a Clipper.
We're always talking about who you retire.
Retire.
But do you
zero.
Know the major reason why you keep him? Never injured.
Ever. Ever. Only injured by Patrick Beverly.
Like if you're a business.
Only injured by Patrick Beverly in the postseason.
Like Steve Ballmer is a very interesting owner.
Wait, I'm Stephen Ballmer. Remember?
You're a very interesting owner.
Thank you, Hank. Here's $1 million.
He's a very interesting owner slash exec slash anything because he was never a player.
No,
he's
he
a businessman.
Not. Yes, he is.
And if you were a businessman, you're looking at business. And the business of the Clippers, the bad news of the Clippers for the last 12 years.
No return on investment.
Is that no one is ever healthy for an entire season.
It's just those two guys. It's not no one. It's just those two guys.
And Blake Griffin and
Chris Paul. That's why we shipped him. That's why we shipped him.
Exactly.
And that's why we kept DeAndre the longest because he was available.
So we're not quite ready to have this conversation. I mean, is there a world where Kawhi Leonard or Paul George will not play another game this season? He will not.
I'm here to tell you, we're down 1-3. If I'm either Paul George or Kawhi Leonard, I play. And we win.
It's a knee sprain, not an ACL.
I know that.
And if you can't finish the game, don't finish the game.
It's literally a right knee sprain.
Don't finish the game, then.
Don't finish the game.
Start the game.
Or finish the game and see where you're at because your season's going to be over if you
lose
anyway.
It's not a hamstring injury. It's not an ACL.
It's not an ACL. It's nothing. It's nothing.
It's a knee sprain.
It's an old injury that's still... He said,
two games we could've
won. Want to play with my kids when I retire. I don't want to be one of these broke down, can barely walk. That being said, I was in Hawaii with Luke Walton.
Bill Walton. Bill Walton.
I was in Hawaii with Bill Walton. He could walk. He was in the hot tub with me. He could
walk. Also, my first TV appearance was on a great show called Hang Time on NBC.
I called it Hang
with
Time.
With Dick Butkus.
Oh, no.
Who literally...
It. Mayor Butts.
Could not...
Bottom line.
Literally could
Dick
not...
Dick Butkus.
...walk. He would
He's
get
a
up...
football player.
He would get up from a... Exactly my point. Like, hey, like, I'm a Dallas Cowboys fan. Michael Irvin quit football because a doctor said, if you get one more concussion...
Right.
...you are not going to be able to play with your children.
Right.
That's not the same as my knee is sprained.
Irvin won how many... trophies as a Dallas Cowboy?
I think he won 3 Super Bowls.
Oh my God.
But I'd like to I would
Kawhi's won us.
But I want to say very clearly, I understand why players don't want to play when it's hamstring stuff that leads to ACL. Like I get it. I would like to see these guys take the court and shoot the ball.
We load managed you during the regular
For
season
what?
So you could play.
What if we'd won those 8
post-season.
Games? It was 9 games he load managed?
In the postseason.
What if we'd won?
Why are you playing back to backs?
What
at
if
the end
we,
of the regular season,
but what if
why?
We, but what if we had won
why?
Those 9 games because he played?
Of course. Of course. Then we wouldn't be in this predicament.
Because honestly, the Suns don't look great.
No, these
they
are a
simply
beatable
don't.
Suns team.
They're so beatable.
Denver is going to absolutely shellack
Kawhi Leonard tonight, if Kawhi Leonard had literally, which of course he couldn't. I understand he's hurt. If Kawhi Leonard had not played a minute, yes. If he'd
Soft.
Not played a minute of the game, no, he's not.
Soft.
If he'd not played a minute of the game and come out at the 4-point mark.
Fourth quarter mark? In between third and
the
fourth
four
quarter?
The 4-minute mark of the game.
Okay.
And just played
then.
Because
it was a 6-point game with 6
he
minutes left.
He could have won.
I agree. And Paul George
like
could
our guys
waited,
were great.
Like literally waited
our guys
until the
were
fourth
great,
quarter.
Except for Marcus Morris. What a shocker.
I'm not shocked at all. It's like I know the Clippers.
I just don't understand.
And I know what I'm talking about when I talk about the Clippers. How do you put a positive spin on the situation that we're in?
Well, that is the bummer of it all. The bummer of it all, Clippers fans, if you are sitting here going, dang, these are the guys who are usually super positive.
I am super positive that we're going to win in Phoenix. I am super
So that we have to watch the loss.
Of the series on Thursday night. Now, I could be wrong. Ty Lue could pull that rabbit out of his hat. He could pull that Trump card out of his sleeve. He could pull something and dazzle us, and we could win three straight, like the Suns have done versus us. But I've seen with my own eyes the Clippers be 0-3 at home and 2-1 on the road versus a Kevin Durant-stacked super team. I've seen it. I've seen it. And I just know that history repeats itself in the NBA.
But the truth is, it was... So, let's do some real game analysis. We just needed to make threes tonight, and we just didn't. They shot 40% from three, which is, by the way, fine.
That's good. 40%.
It's good. They missed 60%. We shot 32% from three.
Not as good
Marcus
as
Morris went 1 of 8. By the way, Westbrook went 50% from three, which is much better
Incredible.
Than you expect
Terrence
from
Mann
him.
Terrence Mann killed it.
But Gordon was 2 of 6. Powell was 2 of 6. Batum was 0 of 1. Rocco was 0 of 1. Bones.
I'm
very Bones. Happy to have Bones Highland. Someone needs to sit him down and say, you're not the ISO 3-point guy. He went 1 of 5.
What did Mann shoot?
The numbers
what
are.
What did Mann shoot from 3?
3 of 4.
Thank you.
Now, you could say we missed. We went 12 of
69.
We went 12 of
69.
37. You could argue.
What was the free throws?
You could argue.
What were the free throws? Because, you know, 46 free throws compared to 21.
You could argue that we make 4 of those threes.
Oh, it's anybody's game.
And we it's a tie game.
Sure.
It's honestly a tie game.
I don't think there was a match.
But we were 80%. We were 80%. They were 77%. They shot 27 free throws. We shot 10.
Oh, fudge that. Fudge that. We shot 10 free throws. Will we go 8 for 10?
And by the way,
will we go 8 for 10?
By the way, Kevin Durant shot 11 free throws again.
And the Clippers
shot
10.
He was 11-11 last game. He was 10 of 11 tonight.
And we shot 10 as a team free throws.
He shot one more. We shot 8 for 10. And I needed our guys to keep going to Durant once we got him in foul trouble.
They didn't. I don't think he had a single foul in the second half.
No.
You hate to see.
But the real truth. But we all know. We all know the truth, Clippers fans. We all know the truth. The
We're
truth
be
is
back Thursday night.
The truth is that we can't. It's a real tall order to win without any two starters. I can tell you right now. If we were playing the Suns without Devin Booker and Kevin Durant,
we'd be kicking their asses.
Yeah.
100%.
And there was one fan. The fans were, by and large, pretty respectful. There was one fan on the way out the building who heckled out, Suns in 5! And I turned and saw that he was with his parents.
He was a child.
He was in his 20s.
So and he was
I
a child.
And I just chose, he's fair. I just chose, like, I'm going to leave this guy be. But, like, come on, man. This isn't right. This isn't right. Like, what's happening right now is not right. And you shouldn't be gloating. And they aren't. I think they're being very respectful.
No, they're. It's not that they're being
very
respectful.
They're actually respectful. Being
very respectful. I disagree. They're just not here. The Suns fans did not show up.
Because it's not worth it to them.
They didn't show up because it's just round one. And they're confident. That's why the Suns, as an organization, didn't sell Game 5 tickets.
But I bet you they would be here if we had our stars.
Because
they know they're going to see a game.
I'm here to tell you.
They're going to
the
second round.
Sadly will not play Game 5, but the stars, Norm Powell and Russell Westbrook, Mason Plumdog Millionaire, the Plumber Plumley, the Plum Lethal Injection will be there. Ivica Zubac will be there. Terrence, the big man, will be there. We're going to win Game 5.
I hope we
We're
do.
We're
going
to come back Thursday
do,
night.
Because I want to be there for Clippers Nation to do what they did tonight, which is to get fired up and excited.
We'll
and
be
let,
back.
And let's take them to Game 7.
100%.
It could happen.
100%. 100%.
Like, really, we have... Listen, man, Paul George and Kawhi Leonard were not our three-point shooting champs this year.
Now, today
they
was
weren't.
Not a must-win.
They weren't. Our good three-point shooting
we
guys
are now in a must
didn't
win.
Hit them tonight.
We are in a must-win situation.
Sure.
So, sadly, I don't think it's going to... rally Paul George and Kawhi Leonard
no,
to show up.
No,
so you don't think they'll be their Game 5?
Because
that's the first must-win of
you.
The series.
I love you so deeply, and I love that you have the idea.
Well, just because I give you free Superman t-shirts.
And I love that you have the idea that it has to do with how much they're in the hunt but it doesn't. They literally, I'm telling you right now that if Paul George and Kawhi Leonard's medical staffs were telling them, you probably shouldn't play tonight, and it was game seven of the Western Conference Finals, I'm not sure they would play. I just don't think that's the modern NBA.
If they don't show up game five,
we don't live in that world anymore.
I want to trade them both. If they are not suiting up and playing game five, I want them
both
gone.
Well, they're not going to. What about what if they win game?
I want them gone.
Wait a second. Wait a second. What if we win game five?
One more season.
What if they win game five and we're in game six?
But why would they show up for not a must win, but then show up for the next must win? Does that make sense? Why wouldn't they show up for the? This is the first must win.
Because they're not healthy. I don't agree with you. I don't think they're sitting out because they're soft. I think they're sitting out because they're hurt. And the bigger issue
agree to disagree.
When we eventually finish this season, which I hope will be in the next round, the question we're going to be having is, what do we do with these guys? But we're not there yet, man.
Either one of these teams.
I need my positive, happy guy.
Nothing that I see from either one of these teams says we can beat the Nuggets.
Oh, no!
So I agree with what you just said. Like, I want them to go to the next round.
Oh, I want that as well.
And nothing about them says we can get past round two.
Oh, my God, no.
Not at all. And same thing with the Suns. Nothing about the Suns says, oh, we can beat the two-time back-to-back MVP and Aaron Gordon and Jamal Murray.
And a complete team that didn't have to fleece their team to get the two-time
MVP. Michael Porter Jr.
They didn't have to fleece their team to get Jokic. They had him.
They have the chemistry. They have the prowess. They have the record. They're the number one team in the West.
But do you also want to hear my anti? Do you think the fans would like to hear what I have to say about Kevin Durant and how the fans feel about him?
Oh, man. Yes. Clippers Nation. Hank would not. He would not stop all game with this take. You love this take. What's your take?
No one loves Kevin Durant. And listen, if you're a Golden State Warriors fan, and he was the finals.
I love Kevin Durant.
Listen, if you're a Golden State Warriors fan,
you love Steph Curry.
Shut up. You love Steph Curry. You love Klay Thompson.
Draymond Green.
You love Draymond Green.
I get it.
You don't love Kevin Durant.
No, you don't.
You are glad him. You might be glad you got
like him
to get a ring. You don't like him. You like his skill set.
Because you're mad that he left.
You like his skill set.
But
you didn't like him when you got him because if you're let me really say this.
Oh.
If you're a Golden State Warriors fan,
yeah,
you thought you could win another ring without him.
Sure.
And you thought it tarnished your ring to bring him in to win the ring.
And you loved this most recent
ring.
If
you're an OKC fan, you hate him. And if you're a Brooklyn fan,
you hate him.
And if you're a Suns fan, if you're a real Suns fan,
right,
you probably think that Chris Paul and Devin Booker
and DeAndre Ayton
could have done it with a full bench, including Jay Crowder.
But that you drained.
And you're happy to bring in Kevin Durant,
okay,
but I promise you that 98 out of 100 Phoenix Suns fans will tell you, we're really excited to get a ring, but Kevin Durant, we did what we had to do to get a ring.
Can I tell you
something? No one loves you, Kevin Durant.
I disagreed
with
you.
Except your mom, and she's the real MVP.
Real MVP. I disagreed with you all game, but hearing
your... No one loves him.
Hearing your astute
no one loves
points...
Him. No one loves him.
That no one loves him, you have changed me. So I'd like you to... astute your own horn with your astute points.
Astute. Like LeBron James, they never put a single player around him.
Uh-huh.
They never put a single player around him, and eventually he went to Miami because he deserved a ring. And then once he got rings,
he went back
to win his hometown team
a ring. To LA.
Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook barely lost to the Golden State Warriors,
right,
and Kevin Durant
joined the team that beat him. I agree.
And no one loves him.
Can I tell you that?
And he doesn't love the game
Can
of basketball.
Can I tell you why I thought we were going to win today? So that we would be 2-2, and you could 2-2.
Oh, but instead I have to say 1-3.
1-3.
Clippers fans, you got to allow us to have human emotions. It's a bummer to see how this is going down. We've all been here before. The season ain't over.
Hey, by the way, reach out to me on Twitter, @LAClipcast. If you have a podcast you want me to five-star, I'll five-star your podcast.
Oh, my gosh, we'd love to.
I'll five-star the F out of your podcast.
We'd love to support other podcasts.
I'll write a nice review. We're asking you to five-star our podcast and write us a nice review.
We'll read it
live on the air.
You don't have to read our review.
You want to plug anything? Plug it.
Plug it.
You want to get Ethereum? get it in.
Theorize
All you got to do is where you listen to your podcast, specifically Apple Podcasts, go to Apple Podcasts and write a gall darn review.
We'll read it.
Sorry for the
we'll
language.
We'll name names.
Write the Landry Shamet review.
Oh my gosh, there was a really great tweet that I did see where they were basically saying that the most hated Suns player by the Suns fan base is Landry Shamet.
Oh, that's great.
And it's really fun.
He stinks. All right, so we'll see you back at the crypt Thursday night.
We're gonna win Tuesday
in Phoenix.
We'll edge a win so we can come back here and we'll lose in front of the home crowd. No, we might win it.
We're gonna win in Phoenix.
Kawhi Leonard will come back for game seven. That's my call.
I think Paul George and Kawhi Leonard will both be back for game seven.
So we just gotta do it.
Clippers in seven.
We just gotta do it.
Clippers in seven.
And we got a little, hold on a second.
Believe that.
Hold on a second.
Believe that.
We got a little negative. Let's get real positive. It ain't over till it's over. We in the postseason.
We bragging boast and toast. We got the most reason. If you don't rule for the Clips, then you will go treason. And Clips in seven, I'll be in heaven. Sound that horn. Cell phones ring.